is with our new weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Bill Cosby gets a mistrial in a sexual assault case after a deadlocked jury.
The U.S. Navy says several bodies of missing American sailors have been found after a collision between a Navy destroyer and a huge cargo ship in the sea off Japan.
A heat wave grips the southwestern U.S.
Shots fired on California's busy Bay Bridge.
As the U.S. military considers sending more American troops to Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing its campaign of attacks on security forces around the country.
They started movies and television shows for decades, including the comedy hit Animal House in 1978.
Now on, your name is Flounder.
Actor Stephen Furst has died. He was 63.
A bomb rocked one of the busiest shopping centers in Columbia's capital Saturday.
A roadside explosive near Cairo.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise was upgraded from critical to serious condition.
The death toll climbing in Portugal from an out-of-control wildfire.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. First-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know we're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Peppertree Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
Fabulous bottle of wine it is. I don't know how to spell here. You know that is. Let's kind of pick back up here where we were. Let's go to Chip Reed talking about the Syria aircraft being shot down. I'll give you some additional information I found out just a little while ago.
The U.S. now says it shot down a Syrian fighter jet to defend American-backed opposition forces. This could mark a new escalation in that conflict. Military officials say the F-18 Super Hornet fired on the Syrian plane west of Raqqa yesterday after it dropped bombs near those fighters. A Pentagon spokesman confirms this is the first air-to-air combat by the U.S. military inside Syria.
President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner plans to travel to the Mideast today on Wednesday to jumpstart a U.S.-led peace effort. Kushner will spearhead the push for negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians. Chip Reed is at the White House with a closer look at Kushner's role.
President Trump was in Israel just last month, and talks have been continuing since then. Now he's asked his son-in-law to take the lead as the conversation continues.
The president returned to the White House following his first trip to Camp David, where in 2000, President Bill Clinton hosted a peace summit with Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
I am committed to trying to achieve a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
The president believes forging a historic peace agreement is possible and believes his son-in-law is especially fit to achieve it.
He is so great. If you can't produce peace in the Middle East, nobody can.
If my Jerry cannot produce peace in the Middle East, nobody can do it. That's so Trump-esque out there. So we shoot down this Syrian fighter, and what happened is the Syrian fighter was dropping bombs that were fairly close to where U.S. troops were. And they were worried that they were going to miss the target and hit U.S. troops. What they didn't say this the story that I later got is they went in and locked on the Syrian airplane to let them know, I'm about to shoot you down, stop what you're doing. And the Syrian fighter didn't do it. Went back around, dropped bombs, and they took him out. Boom. Down. And this is what we've always kind of worried about. Is this a Syrian aircraft with a Russian pilot in it?
And it also raises questions for me of who are we backing? Are we backing opposition to ISIS? Or are we still backing opposition to Assad?
We were trying to take ISIS out on this. We weren't trying to take Assad out.
Right, but are the folks we're backing, have they traditionally been fighting the Assad regime until we repurpose them to go after ISIS?
Repurpose them, I like that. This was part of the battle to take out ISIS.
Right.
And these are the Kurds and some other groups of people. And so, yeah, talk about complexity.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I would want to be sitting around Syria next to some artillery piece, hoping that the Syrians aren't going to kind of say, well, what are you doing today, type thing. I don't know, I'm bombing some Americans.
And what I'm worried about is a lot of this is a big waste of time, because most of the attacks, well, okay, England's a different ballgame, because a lot of the Europeans were very stupid in letting people who were, they knew, fighting in Syria come back. Very, very stupid. Sounding like Trump here. But when it comes to the attacks that have happened here in the United States, these weren't people that were, like, in Syria working with... They were folks who were inspired by, so to speak. They already had a beef, and they, I'll label myself ISIS. And so I'm worried that... Or how much are we going to change continuing the fight in Afghanistan, continuing here in Syria? We're going to get worse.
Afghanistan's a whole different subject.
Oh, it is.
I mean, that's a complexity beyond complexity.
Yeah, but then are we going to get another news problem? We got to put more troops in Libya now. It just seems like this ongoing, don't forget Yemen. The thing with, Qatar or Qatar. Qatar is, it's out of hand, so we got to deal with that now. It just seems like we're walking further and further into this without any clear idea.
Well, I think what Mathis is trying to do here is take out ISIS completely and rid them of anything in Iraq and in that area.
Right.
Then he admitted last week that the Afghanistan thing, he kind of goes, this is my fault. We need to put more troops in there. They are going to put more troops in there, but we have to really make sure that the deployment's going to get the job done. Which we don't know when you say get the job done. Are we talking 4,000, talking 15,000, or what? And then the question is, once you get the job done, what do you do after the job is done, and who's going to pick up the mess and the job from there? And do you just leave, and then it all just kind of recycles itself? If there's a place, if there's a country that could kind of go away, Afghanistan would be that country. I mean, Iraq is kind of, that's making it, the beast was made out of its own, our own efforts out of there, and doing the wrong things on a lot of different fronts. Going in first place, not leaving enough troops in there and everything, but this is not good. Okay, so Jared Kushner is the Middle East peace champion. Then they're going to be talking about Jay Sekulow, misspelled there, and Mueller.
A White House official says Kushner, who joined Mr. Trump on his recent trip to the Middle East, will hear directly from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The official says Kushner will likely make a number of visits to the region. But this peace effort comes as Kushner's business dealings are reportedly under scrutiny in the Russia investigation. President Trump, too, is facing another round of questions after a Washington Post story said Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking into the possibility he engaged in obstruction of justice.
He's not afraid of the investigation. There is no investigation.
But Jay Sekulow, a member of the president's legal team, appeared on several Sunday morning news programs to explain the president's recent tweet, which stated in part, "I am being investigated for firing the FBI director."
The president issued that tweet on social media because of the report in the Washington Post from five anonymous sources, none of which, of course, anyone knows about, alleging that the president was under investigation in this purported expanded probe.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said the president's apparent unhappiness with Mueller makes little sense.
The president wants to take down Bob Mueller. His lawyer wants to take down Bob Mueller. And the question is why?
The president reportedly considered firing the widely respected Mueller, but his advisors talked him out of it. Kushner is expected to go before the Senate Intelligence Committee in the near future.
A lot of territory there. It's going to be interesting, in my humble opinion, to see what Jared Kushner does with this Middle East, because he's talking about bringing Palestine and Israel together. And you know, you don't hear this guy say two or three words at a time. Now, he actually spoke today.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't get to hear it. I've never heard this man speak.
You got a little squeak. Hey there. So, what, and I don't agree with the media at all. Everybody goes, you know, what is it? You know, Mika does this, and Joe does it. He hadn't done anything. I tell you, that Middle East trip and that NATO trip, that was actually spectacular. And regardless of the fact that they think that he insulted NATO, I noticed that they're kind of backing up and saying, well, Donald Trump was just saying exactly what Barack Obama said. Yeah, well, Barack Obama said it, but nobody did anything because nobody believed him. Jared Kushner can get some motion out of this, a Palestine and Israel. That could be pretty big. It could be real big, matter of fact. And they're back on this, in the Sekulow thing. We talked about it in the first hour, how they're getting back to this of that, you know, Sekulow, Trump said this, I'm being investigated, so therefore he's under investigation. And Sekulow was just trying to set the record straight, and they just go crazy over it. And it's like you were saying, Joey, whenever Trump says something that substantiates something that they have said or they believe, they go absolutely crazy over it. And it's nutty how they're doing. Okay. Our good friend Chuck Todd said tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of setting a standard here. And I saw the media starting to do this last week, particularly on Friday. But it carried through the weekend. And here's kind of what you need to be looking for. You know, you have the shooting of the congressman. You have everybody coming together for the game on Thursday. Big kumbaya moment, raising tons of money, holding hands. Friday gets a little tenor gets back into it a little bit. But as I said, what they were going to do is they were going to blame Trump on this. Trump is setting the tone. Trump set the original tone. Trump was the one that started it. And that's what the Democrats are going to, and particularly the media.
So listen, we saw this week this moment of unity that happened after the congressional baseball game shooting. People on both sides of the aisle said this is now a time to try to tone down the rhetoric, tone down some of that divisive talk that we often see. You've been around politics a while. Do you think this timeout is going to last?
I think it really depends on what the leaders of both parties do and how much they do it. I think on Capitol Hill, between members of Congress, it's going to last a little bit longer than it does in the populace as a whole. Mm. I think it really did sober up individual members. This was rough. This was personal for them. I think without the president having a leadership role here, it's not going to last. I think the fact that he did not come out and also join in this chorus and say, you know what, everybody needs to tone it down, including myself. I don't know if we would ever hear that phrase, but I'm going to be skeptical. Until you see the president himself deciding to take a leadership role in this, it's hard to imagine that it will have a lasting effect on our politics outside of Washington, to be honest.
Did you hear him do that?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump gave a four-minute address to the nation talking about this, and what he was talking about was unity. He was talking about the people that are here because they love their country and they want to do the right thing. He did, but forget that, Chuck Todd. Forget that, Chuck Todd. Now, when he says this is a witch hunt, they can extrapolate that into bad tone type deal. But when Democrats say we need to go in and investigate the collusion, that isn't a bad tone. That's somebody doing their job. This is what I hate about how the national media just, they create their own narrative. And I knew they were going to go back and they were going to go, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. Trump was the original guy. He's the guy that was setting the tone. The deplorables, that doesn't matter. He was going in, hit them, and all this kind of stuff. He is the one that was doing the anger. And the Democrats are going to take that to the bank, and here's why it's going to work for them. Because the media is going to be complicit in their argument. They are going to go in and point out every single time Trump does something, but they're not going to talk about anything that the Democrats do. Another thing I was absolutely amazed at is when they were looking at talking, and here's the tone the Democrats have. Everybody does it. Everybody, it didn't, it's not just Democrats, it's everybody that's doing this. And we just need to stop it. And then they'll go in and bring up Gabby Gifford. And they'll basically create false narratives of who this guy was. He was a complete whack job. He wasn't going in for political purpose. He was just a complete whack job. He was heavy, heavy, heavy medicated. That's very different than the shooter that was in Virginia. This guy was an actual volunteer, owner Bernie Sanders, who went in and on his Facebook page and on Twitter was tweeting and putting up Facebook things that were deadly, deadly to the Republicans. He was part of a group that the whole job was to get rid of, it's called eliminate the Republicans, and particularly the conservative caucus and someone like Mo Brooks. But they don't see that. That is the amazing thing, is what is happening out there, they will not report on, even though it is so obvious. And the reason they won't, because it's not in their narrative. It is not what they want to have happen. They don't want Democrats to be seen as bad guys and going out and creating problems like holding up a severed head of Donald Trump. Why they just did not go into outrage overload, I do not know. Damn our show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com. Everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacific, a minivan, and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler, the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back. The River Region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes in your yard. Imagine sitting outside and never having to worry about mosquitoes. Have a pool? You need Mosquito Terminators. Cook a lot? Mosquito Terminators. Have kids and you want them to enjoy playing outside? Mosquito Terminators. How do you get these guys on your side? Call LeVon at 513-2940. That's 513-2940. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting.
I'm getting a text from somebody who's down in the Georgia Six who lives there, and they're telling me that they're doing office pools of betting of what the percentage is going to be on the race. Pretty amazing. So you can go in and do, said that they're doing it two ways. They're doing where you can go put money on a percentage combination, and then if that all the people that put their money on that percentage combination win all the other money and divide it up based on what their wager is. Sounds totally illegal to me, but this is a big deal, he said, and there's an excitement level because, it, as he's saying, is that if the Dems lose, then this is going to be really bad for them considering all of the folks and all the money that they brought into here. So there are people, the thing that people ask when you knock on the door and they say, are you going to vote in the primary? The first question that the residents ask is, where are you from? To find out if they're from Georgia or not. And then to the point that they're asking for their license to prove it. Wow. So if they say they're from Georgia, can I see your driver's license? And getting some funny response, Al said. I like that. I love when politics becomes a competitive sport.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That is my kind of deal. 272-9228, that's where we are. We've done Chuck Todd tone. Now we got to get into Chuck Todd. Comey and Miller.
The president, Miller. As we talk about him, of course, he was on Twitter not long after the shooting happened, the day after. He's been on Twitter even today. He has seemed to acknowledge that he is, in fact, under investigation. He hired this heavy hitter to his legal team. Him and his surrogates have seemed to go after people like the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, the special counsel, Bob Mueller. There's some speculation. Will he or won't he fire either of them? Can you walk us through the chances of that happening and if it did, what the fallout might be?
Well, look, I think for those that are skeptical that he'll actually follow through on a threat of firing Mueller or ordering the firing of Mueller, if it takes firing the deputy attorney general, just remember there were plenty of folks that warned him of the consequences of firing James Comey, and he did it anyway. So I think you can't assume that he won't do something just because it seems as if it would just create an even more perilous situation for him politically, particularly in Congress. But that's what he's setting himself up for, is if he does act on this with either the deputy attorney general or the special counsel, what I would call a very fragile coalition of Republicans at Capitol Hill, who have not defended the president's actions but have rationalized the president's actions, they will have trouble defending this at all or even rationalizing it. And that is the danger for him. If he goes down this road, Republicans may start bailing on him.
I don't know why they keep doing this Mueller and being fired deal. Because there are only two people who said anything. Ruddy, the World News Net Daily guy, said that he thought, and he was referring to Jay Sekulow's comment, that he was considering doing it. And then the other guy was Newt Gingrich, who, when he was asked, do you think he's going to do it, he said no. He was saying, I think he should because of X, Y, and Z. Those are the only two, but now they've got, well, no, the staff talked him out of it. I don't think the staff talks you out of anything, particularly if you've got the name Donald Trump anywhere near you. But this is what they do. It's this little teeny thing, and they blow it into, he's going to fire Mueller, and that's going to be the end of everything, and that's when impeachment starts. And there's no there. It's a story they got contrived by one person saying something on NPR. And the only reason you're doing an NPR show, what they said. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, Tom. And how about you?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller. I've called the station before, but not to your show.
Well, Tom, I don't know if you know how the game is played, but tell us, first of all, give me your month and day of birth.
Fabulous bottle of wine.
Wait. Give me your month and day of birth first, Tom. You made me laugh with that.
January 31st.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Greenville, Alabama, and I listen to y'all's station. And
can you get us in Greenville, or are you getting us over there?
Well, I get you on my
podcast.
Tune in.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do get you on podcast too, but that's always a day late, so I can't call with anything relevant at that point.
I like that. Tell me what type of work you do, Tom.
Well, I'm retired. I used to work for the DA's office as an investigator, and I worked for the Administrative Office of Courts a couple of times.
In Butler County or up here in Montgomery?
Well, Butler, Crenshaw, and Lowndes County, the Second Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, you know, and I also lead the music at my Methodist church that I've done for more than 30 years.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Several years.
Okay, well, we already know that you can finish this line, but let's just do it for the audience anyhow. Tom, I'm going to put your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
Good job, Tom. Tell me what's on your mind today, big guy.
Well, you were talking a few minutes ago about the Georgia race,
mm-hmm.
and I like to play politics on Facebook, which is sort of a deadly sport.
It can be a deadly sport. You can lose some friends doing that.
Well, and I'm not a political expert, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. And I know I can't vote over there. But does it matter that this guy, although he did grow up in the district, doesn't live over there? Constitutionally, I realize it doesn't.
Yeah,
however, that to me would be a red flag if he were running for Martha Roby's spot where I can vote.
You're spot on with this. It bothers the people who are more institutional folks from the 6th District in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta has a lot of move-in folks. There are a lot of people not from Atlanta that live in Atlanta because it's such a growing, bustling city. But to a group of people, particularly in Republican primaries, particularly in primaries, that is not a good thing. Some people just don't care, but the people that are more on the conservative side of the ledger do care.
Yeah, well, I just didn't know if my mind was drawing that to some conclusion that's not legit or not.
Yeah, the biggest issue for this race is going to be money. When you do the forensics of this, if the Dem wins, I think he's won because of money. If the Republican wins, I think it's going to be because he had too much money that was from outside and people didn't like that. You know, I don't care what you say about the South. I don't care if you really haven't lived here that long. The carpetbagger mentality really is steeped in Southern tradition. People do not like folks from outside of Alabama or outside of the 6th District telling you what to do, particularly if they're from New York City.
Oh, yeah, carpetbagger stuff plays in high and tight, don't it?
It absolutely does.
Okay, well, I just wanted to mention that, and I understand the Constitution, but at the same time, that would offend me if that were happening where I can vote out of Greenville, Alabama.
If you were to be a betting man, how do you think the election will happen?
I think it's going to be tight, but I don't... It's going to be a close race, and I have no doggone clue, Dan. I mean,
this is one of those that may be too close to call. When Opinion Dynamic Research says there's a 1-point differential with a 3-point margin of error, it's all about voter turnout and who's going to be able to get their vote out. And they feel that the momentum right now is in the Republicans' hands, but they don't know if the infrastructure that the Democrats built in the first election, if it's still there or not. They can't really judge that.
Right, right. Well, you know, like I say, it's been a pleasure talking to you for the first time. I wish I could make the call for you and let's just resolve this thing on the day before the election, but I'd be a fool to say it and you'd be a fool for believing it.
Tom, I really appreciate you, my friend. Are you, tell me since you're kind of a political person, what are your feelings of the U.S. Senate race here in Alabama?
Me personally, I'm leaning toward Mo Brooks right now.
How would you say Greenville and Butler County would do?
I don't really have a good feel on that. I would probably suspect Big Luther would probably be successful here in this county. Would just be my knee-jerk reaction.
Do you attend many Republican functions? Are you involved in the Republican operation there?
No.
Okay. I like that. Tom, I enjoyed my conversation with you. I want you to have a wonderful day.
Okay, goodbye, Joey. I hear you quite frequently, so you hang in there, buddy.
Oh, so you already know about me then.
Oh, yeah, well, don't tell nobody, though, okay?
All right, I'll try to keep to myself
all
publicly.
Right. You guys have a great day.
Take care, Tom. Yeah. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Marr Show on a Monday, starting your week outright. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Russia says it will treat U.S.-led coalition planes and certain Syria airspace as targets after the U.S. military shot down a Syrian Air Force jet yesterday, but the U.S. blamed Syria.
Pentagon officials say a Syrian jet dropped bombs near U.S.-backed forces fighting ISIS outside Raqqa, and the U.S.-backed Syrian troops say Assad's jets have been regularly targeting them.
Fox's Connor Powell. A special congressional election in Georgia tomorrow could be a bellwether for some races down the road.
One poll shows 30-year-old Democrat John Ossoff opening up a more than 5-point lead over Republican Karen Handel. President Trump has tweeted repeatedly about the race and fundraised for Handel to help gain a Republican win. Midterms are historically hard for parties in power during a president's first term.
Fox's John Decker. A man under arrest in London accused of plowing a van into a group of Muslims leaving a mosque. Police think he acted alone. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Showers and storms back in the forecast this week. Look for partial sunshine today with clouds dominating much of the time. Showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Most will get one. High around 88. Low tonight around 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. With highs in the upper 80s both days. On Thursday and Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Stay on top of the weather changes with our new weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Funny, I ask people all the time about, are you involved in the Republican kind of operation? I never get anybody to tell me yes. And Pat, yeah, who is, does the Montgomery County stuff, is spectacular. But they really are lacking. There doesn't seem to be any organization that's out there that's cohesive.
I'll try to say this nicely because the people involved, I love to death. But I was invited to, like, one of those things, mm-hmm, and I thought, okay, we're going to discuss this is right when I'm out of college. We're going to discuss political ideas. We're going to, talk about all the big issues in front of the nation, this sort of stuff. And it ended up being, like, the most... It reminded me of the stupid clubs I joined in high school where nobody ever really does anything.
Right.
And I was so bored and, like, what is this? And all the, like, good information, everybody was keeping it to themselves. And they might be talking off in the corner. Like, there was nothing publicly in the meeting of substance.
Well, one thing that you'll find if you were to get into a conversation, there are, as you see on the show, there are various viewpoints on the same subject.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it really is amazing to me how someone just has kind of a knee-jerk reaction towards an issue. Though, you know, you say Syria, they go, we don't need to do anything. It just is kind of blanket, nothing. No, you know, in between of anything. Oh, we need to go blow them off the map or just leave them alone. No in between in there. And it's almost like we need to have some type of policy, and we try to do it in the show, but something where we're talking more of what the policy is instead of trying to get a knee-jerk reaction to things, which is why we bring in the Dr. Sorensen's and Don Murphy's and Mark Conversino's into the program so you can kind of get a feel of what some of the experts who are looking at it from the institutional side are looking at in the complexity of the product, of the process, because the way the media does this stuff, it's kind of like you stick a coin in to the geopolitical vending machine and some product pops out and you're not quite sure what it may be, but you it's like they really think of it in that manner.
Well, and with this news today of the Russians, because the United States shot down a Syrian warplane, that the Russians are saying anything west of the Euphrates, we're going to consider a target. I mean, that is a huge piece of news, but without the context of a discussion about what's the role between the United States and Russia, there's not going to be anything much learned from this. And I think because of this ongoing investigation and all the over-the-top accusations, we're not having, I think, a very serious discussion on one of the most important geopolitical issues of our time. I mean, for me, it's those two. It's China in the United States and Russia in the United States, the two most important relationships in terms of number of people that might get killed if a big conflict comes up.
That's something really, really good, or something really, really bad could happen.
Right. I mean, the Israel-Palestine's important. All this stuff's important. But in terms of the two biggest relationships, it's Russia and China. And the fact that we don't really talk in detail about China, because I think a lot of people just don't know in the United States. And then Russia's always almost like this Cold War throwback, where everybody's being accused of colluding if you have a different opinion, is not serving us.
Isn't it interesting that the Russia and China issue are both from satellite countries that are in their orbit?
Right.
I mean, that's you know, you have the Syria that's in the Russian orbit, and you got the North Korea that's in the China orbit, and you have Ukraine.
It actually reminds me of George Orwell's 1984. You know, everybody usually refers to 1984 for like surveillance, everybody looking at their phones and these sort of things, and you know, 2 + 2 = 5. But he laid out in a different piece that was more like just a straight article, opinion piece, is that with the atom bomb, that's the 40s he's talking, with the atom bomb, what you'll probably have is 2, 3, maybe 4 big nation states that will never actually go into major conflicts with one another, but they'll fight on the periphery just so they keep up the fight, and they switch who's the enemy to hate this year. And they'll kind of turn up the heat one year, they'll turn it back down, but they'll never actually fight one another. They'll just sort of fight in their proxy states. And damn, the guy was correct in many ways.
To the point that we start having nuclearized artillery shells.
Yeah.
And do these limited nuclear exchange stuff.
That's where I'm like, criticize Putin all day long, and I'm right there with you. I think McCain's right that he's a bloodthirsty thug. I think Putin is more than that, but he's certainly part that. But I would suggest that, and we should talk to Conversino about this, that there are generals and other people that would take Putin's place that are much crazier than Vladimir.
Particularly if you get down, I mean, just the fact that you have a nuclearized mortar shell and artillery shell now, that, you know, all of a sudden you could pop one of those little bad boys off and do some damage, but not do some horrific damage.
Well, and I like to throw out there, you know, light bar conversation. If somebody's got a whiskey or two in them, I think Conversino brought to our attention the escalatory de-escalation, where, you get near too close to us with your military action. We're going to set off a nuke. Not, you know, not in a population center. Just set it off near
the Arctic.
Yeah, like in the Arctic. Just, look, remember, we still have these? Ah, man, that's nuts that is actual Russian military doctrine.
I've ran across that article. You had mentioned something to me about the ability to, I think you mentioned this to me, to take a nuclearized cruise missile, and you can change the megawattage of it on the way there.
Yeah.
So you can downgrade it down to kind of a MOAB type deal, or you can raise it up to a 50 megaton.
That was me. I think that was your. That was William.
Oh,
I think when he called in, I remember him mentioning that. But
I read up on that bad boy. I mean, this is some amazing stuff. So you can go in if you want to go take. You can take out like a city if you want to, or you can take out a literally one square block if you want to. That's crazy. Now, it's a little waste of some money, but yes. Might as well take a city out if you're going to do that. But it shows you what your capability is. I thought another thing was interesting with Roy Moore saying, when I asked about North Korea, and if they were firing a missile that was headed this way, not it was on target, because some of these haven't made it. And it's kind of, yeah, let's take those bad boys out.
Well, and I try to study this stuff, and I'm glad there are people much smarter than me studying this and taking up the responsibility, most importantly. But, I mean, because my knee-jerk reaction is like being an old hippie. Like, can't we just hang out in the mud and listen to rock music? Why are y'all wanting to fight so much? I know that's not an answer, but it's my mentality. Like, this is just insanity. How is having all these nukes pointed at one another going to help anybody other than somebody's
mutual assured destruction, but until you get into the hands of a crazy person,
right,
that's where you start having a problem. News on 93.1 FM this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car? Tip Tames, David Ingram, a whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Lynn. Greg the Great, he's going to check you out and make sure you're going to be happy. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. I'm telling you, they will really do everything possible to make you happy. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've remodeled, added large appliances, or have breakers that trip, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't take chances with your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole house surge protection system at no additional charge with your electrical panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for details today. Some restrictions apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's funny that we were talking about the subject we were just talking about, and that is the exchange rates and things breaking down. I picked up William and giving me a book for Christmas talking about the a magnetic pulse knocking out the digital grid.
Right.
Where it takes out electricity, takes out everything. And it talks about what would happen with that. And it's going to be chaotic. I mean, we actually, as a Ameriprise financial advisor, actually were required to take one level of course. I went two up above that on the subject matter. But what it could be like, so we could explain it to our clients. And there is, people do not like to do this, but there is a need to have something that is in your hand that is legal tender.
Yes.
That you can do it with. Now, you can do that with silver, you can do it with gold, you can do it with money. But now, there's a difference of money and if you have fiat money. But if everything breaks down and you've got $10 in your hand and you can walk into a grocery store and go buy something, you got a credit card in your hand or a debit card and the digital grid goes out, you're going to be out of business, totally out of business. And I have watched stores that have had their credit card machines malfunction where they can't do it and they're only in a cash deal. And people are standing in line and they go, I can't buy it. I can't buy
it. Right. I've had that happen to me.
And,
well, I actually had that happen to me and I go into this one convenience store so often the guy goes, don't worry about it. I'll see you tomorrow. Take it.
Who?
And I made good. I paid him for the things he just gave me.
Of course you did because you're a nice guy. But, you know, a little piece of, you know, having some gold and having some silver, you can go buy gold coins and you can go buy old silver coins that are, I think, pre-1960.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at that coin, you can look at the date on it, and you know how much silver is in there. And it's a very hard thing to try to counterfeit. It's not worth it to counterfeit it, actually. And then if you have some dollars, I always keep I have a stash of cash in case I need to get my hands on something, in case something goes wrong. I mean, think about when the hurricane hits Montgomery and what happened with that and all the stores closing up. There was a lot of folks did not have power, so therefore they did not have credit card machines. And there was one particular gas station in town that I remember, they were sitting there, and they could manually open their cash register, but he was sitting there ciphering it out with his hand and getting you to pay for it. Dick Brubaker? The Dick Brubaker? Dick Brubaker, how are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I've been doing great. Missing you, buddy.
Yeah, I've been off a while. Been sort of taking a political break.
Did you take the boy somewhere, or were you just laying low?
Just trying to catch up at the car lot, mainly.
I'll tell you one thing, y'all are selling the heck out of cars.
We are. And David graduates from advanced infantry school this week, so we're about to head off to Columbus and watch that happen.
Oh, that is great.
And then straight into job school, so he's a busy young man.
That is great.
Let me ask you two questions.
Mm-hmm.
First, about what you're talking about. I've been buying gold for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly what I bought isn't like old U.S. gold coins because the just coin collector value makes them worth so much more than the actual gold by the ounce bullion coins.
Right.
Do you think in a situation like you describe that the bullion coins, I mean, they say, you know, United States of America on them and all that stuff, but do you think that one's has any advantage over the other?
You're talking about like a Krugerrand compared to an old
How about a Krugerrand, a current year Krugerrand compared to a current year U.S. $50 gold piece that you can buy, you know, as a bullion coin?
Yeah, I think that anything that has United States of America written on it has got more value. I'm putting my financial advisor hat on. Has got more value. Here's the scenario that we were educated on. The smart companies that if you have a digital breakdown are going to set up, and a lot of companies already have this in their plan, how to do business without a digital currency. And a lot of companies do that. Office Depot is one that does it. They have an actual plan. This is what we do. And here's what we'll take and here's what we won't take type thing.
Okay.
So I think anything we're kind of anything that's got United States of America on it is has a greater heightened value to it when we talk to the
people. People understand what it is,
right? Because
but the only problem is a 1 ounce gold coin that you can buy today is just a bullion coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was made in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say $50 face value,
right?
But it's worth $1,300 because it's got an ounce of gold,
right?
So I don't know if people can understand that or not.
Now, these companies are going to, when they get down to that, there's the cash portion. And then, so I know when we were doing this, because of what was happening with gold coins, silver coins were kind of the metal of choice with the little teeny, you know, there's an old $10 gold piece. That was a U.S. gold piece. I believe it's a quarter
of
an ounce.
About the size of a dime, yeah.
It's a quarter of an ounce.
Well, in other countries where, like, the currency is just shot to hell, like Argentina, there are actually kiosks that sell almost like perforated sheets of gold and silver so you can get smaller and smaller amounts. But I'm sitting here thinking of an EMP situation, and I don't know, I think currency might be the least of our worries.
Also, I hate to say it, but the best currency may be if you've got a .22 rifle and 100 rounds of ammo, that you'll be able to trade that for a lot of food to people that don't have a .22 rifle and 100 rounds of ammo.
No, you're right, but you're going to have a lot of .22s hundreds of rounds of ammo.
Well, Bill Burr has a joke in his older stand-up where he says, if you don't have a gun and ability to, you know, protect yourself and you're this doomsdayer and you're preparing and all this stuff, you're just collecting stuff for the baddest guy on the block.
Now, next question. When Trump was running,
mm-hmm.
I could be wrong about this, so I may be out of line criticizing him on this. One of the things he criticized a lot was our presence in Syria and the way we were handling that situation. And now, you know, you read that, you know, we've shot down a Syrian MiG, and the Russians are now saying that they're going to target our planes west of the Euphrates River. And I'm just wondering, did Trump say he was going to get us out of Syria, or am I just wrong?
He didn't. He said we weren't going to get involved in Syria. Then Mattis stepped on board and said, for us to eliminate ISIS, we're going to have to go into Syria, and we're going to have to go in and help them, help the good guys get rid of the bad guys.
Okay. So, I mean, it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty fighting words out of the Russians today. For our supposed allies that our president's cozying up to, for them to say they're going to start shooting down the F-18 west of the Euphrates.
Yeah, but they have said a lot of things that they don't end up doing. But the key is, the moral of the story is, don't drop a bomb close to our troops. Because what he did is they locked on him. And to let them know they were about to fire on him, which is a get-out-of-town deal, the guy swings back around, drops another bomb, and boom, they take him out.
Yeah, well, I hope it turns out that way, and it usually does. The big stick is usually better than a lot of worthless talk. And also, I'm going to hang up and listen to it, but there's more stuff coming out on this merchant ship collision with our destroyer near Japan. People claiming that essentially the merchant ship, that it would boil down to a terrorist attack. This Filipino freighter actually